From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Let's check out more of our 27 VK4 clubs and 7 special interest groups. I'm John, VK4JJW for Q News. We're looking today on Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association, Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club, and the Gladstone AR Club. The Gladstone Amateur Radio Club promotes and supports the hobby of amateur radio in the Gladstone region of Central Queensland, Australia. Their town repeaters, VK4RGT, are located at Morris Hill between Gladstone and Calliope on 146.625 MHz and 438.050 MHz. IRLP node 6480 is connected to VK4RGL 439.8 with 91.5 CTCSS on Mount Larkham, giving coverage into Yeppoon and parts of Rockhampton. Linking with the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club network throughout the Bowen Basin to Mackay Airlie Beach is their Crumbat Tops 2-metre repeater, 147.375 MHz, 91.5 CTCSS, callsign VK4RGA. The long-standing link of 146.9 to the Bundaberg Club's Mount Gunanaman has been re-established. To aid users of the Crumbat Tops National Park and assist the local community, Gladstone ARC has installed a CB repeater, Channel 4. Club meetings are currently held 7:30 p.m. on the first Monday of every month, except January, at SES headquarters, Lamington Drive, Gladstone. President is Paul Beals, VK4HN. Secretary Stuart Williams, VK4SZ. Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association. This association is dedicated to promoting amateur radio within the community and fostering the spirit of amateur radio within its members. Education and enjoyment are the cornerstones of their association. The association started with 8 members and has since grown to over 28. The group boasts more than a 60% WIA membership and over 250 years of combined knowledge and experience. Originally started as a simple idea to evolve and move with the times, they decided to form an association with the goal of getting on the air, into the field, and generally promoting amateur radio. CQARA wishes to bring together radio enthusiasts to enjoy this exciting hobby. They're also committed to actively participating in public events and increasing public awareness of amateur radio. Whether you're a licensed amateur radio operator or just have a general interest in radio and want to know more, you're encouraged to review their website, ask questions, join in on one of the meetings or groups, and become a member. The Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated holds its 2 meetings every month. Committee meetings are held once a month, approximately 1 week prior to the general meeting. General meetings are also held once a month and are usually the second week of the month, held at the Frenchville Sports Club, commencing 7 p.m. Some members get together at approximately 6 p.m. for a meal prior to the meeting. President is a past WIA director, Don Wilshevsky, and his secretary is Richard, VK4FRIK. Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. The club aims to provide an environment to promote radio and electronics as an enjoyable hobby for all. Redcliffe is fortunate to have their own building and have just finished updating some facilities after receiving grants from the Gaming Commission and Redcliffe City Council. The club has opened all those with an interest in radio and electronics. It also offers training in radio, electronics and communications theory and practice. Redcliffe has a Facebook page, a public group with over 90 members. Meetings, and feel free to pop along, are held at the club room 7:30 p.m. every Monday and each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Call in on the club repeaters 146925 and 438325 for directions. Redcliffe hosts Redfest, an amateur radio convention at St Michael's College, and sponsor the annual Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre Sprint Contest. The Harry Angel was a contest put together by the old WIAQ before the WIA became a national body and was an idea generated into fruition by the late Brian Beamish, VK4BBS, the WIA news editor, Graham, VK4BB, along with Brian Davies, VK4AED. Club training course coordinator is Alan Jenner, VK4KZ. President is John Maudsley, VK4YJV. Secretary is VK4TFN, Robert Thompson. With today's reading from the WIA Affiliated Club's webpage, it's ta-ta for now. I'm John, VK4JJW, and we'd like to hear from your club or group. Just put pen to paper and step up to the mic, and then send it to qnews@wia.org.au.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I suppose that the majority of us have caught up with the important announcement from the Bureau of Meteorology that the East Coast is likely to be under the influence of a La Niña during summer. Current indications are for the rains to stop and the autumn months of next year are for a probable dry. The summer season is traditionally the playtime for the 10 and 6 metre enthusiasts. Ordinary HF, and particularly NBIS and groundwave, should be enhanced by the soil resistance dropping with the continued wet weather. On the other hand, the high humidity can bring nasties with condensation and mould happening in nooks and crannies. With the regularity of electrical storms during the hotter months, we need to pay attention to station grounding and protection of our precious solid-state radios. Storms also bring winds, and after watching my own antenna mast, it is time to check guys and do the last-minute maintenance that is necessary. What I'm getting at is that we should have some good conditions over the Christmas break and before, but we should be prepared for the weather that is likely to happen. Somehow the coming thought of barbecues and presents needs to be tempered by the thoughts of wet weather conditions and what they can bring. Somehow the thoughts of good openings and the thrill of the chase needs to be done with the reminder that radios can lose the magic smoke that makes them work if we forget to protect them. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.